Anyway, so, Jenny, yesterday we learned all about teddy bears. Today, we also will look at our story about teddy bears. That's why we have teddy bears everywhere. Now, we learned that teddy bears are named after an American president named Teddy Roosevelt.
And we also learned that after teddy bears were made, people were crazy about them. And people around the world started to collect teddy bears.
That's right. They got as many teddy bears as they could just for fun. Now, why do you think people love teddy bears so much?
Well, I think it's because it's cute and lovable.
Oh, of course. And they're nice and soft.
And maybe it's also because it gives people a kind of, well, warm feeling, right?
That's right. Now, teddy bears are more than just toy bears. In fact, we are going to learn a little more about teddy bears today.
我们今天就要来看看这个 teddy bears, 泰迪熊到底跟一般的玩具熊有什么不同，它到底有什么样子的魔力，大家为什么这么喜欢它呢？一起来看看吧。
Give Teddy a hug. Reading A.Teddies are more than toys. They warm people's hearts. One teddy bear lady used to visit Chicago's Children's Hospital every day. She made sure every sick child had a teddy to hug. Every year, 20,000 teddies are given to homeless people. Teddy bears let them know that they are not alone.
Wow, I never knew the little teddy bear has done so many things for people.
That's right. Our first sentence says teddies are more than toys. And it's the same idea there. We're basically saying that teddies aren't just toys for you to play with or look at. They're more than toys. When you say something is more than something like this, like,My car is more than just my car. You mean it has more meaning to you or to another person. So, for example, the teddy bear can help people in so many ways, not just a toy. And my car, well, I love my car, so it's my best friend, too.
这里呢，我们看到 more than 这个片语，就是不只是什么什么而已。那 more than 呢，后面你可以放名词，可以放动词，可以放形容词，也可以放副词。那比方说呢 ，Bill 刚刚有提到，他的车子是一个很重要的东西，对他来讲呢，是好像他的朋友一样。It's more than a car， 不只是一台车子而已。再比方说呢，我有支笔，这支笔呢 ，is a gift from my grandfather， 是我的祖父送给我的。So it's more than a pen to me. 它不只是一支笔，它非常的重要。OK， 另外呢 ，more than 还有别的用法哦，就是多过、超过什么东西，就是等于 over 的意思。比方说呢，如果你要说我学英文已经超过两年的话，你就可以说 I have learned English for more than 2 years. So here, what makes teddies more than toys? What makes them so special?
Oh, well, of course, as it says in our reading, they warm people's hearts. Now, when you warm someone's heart in this way, it might be a little strange, because when something is warm, it's just a little bit hot, kind of comfortable. But if you warm someone's heart, you're making them feel good, because you make them feel warm inside.
OK, 这边的 warm 呢，它是一个动词，就是使暖或是温暖的意思。那它也可以当形容词，就是温暖的。那这里提到呢 ，teddy bears warm people's heart， 它呢使人们的心里感到非常非常温暖，非常的愉快。
Right, and we have some examples of how teddy bears can warm people's hearts. There's this lady, a teddy bear lady, who used to visit Chicago's Children's Hospital.Now, when you say somebody used to do something, it means this is a thing they did before, in the past. They did this maybe a few times, maybe a lot of times, but they don't do it anymore because they used to do it. but they don't still do it.
这里呢我们看到 used to do something 这个片语就是过去怎么样怎么样。那通常呢意思也是你现在不这么做了。比方说呢 I used to go to yoga class every week, but now I don't. I go jogging instead. 以前呢我每个礼拜都会去上瑜伽课 yoga class, 可是现在呢我不这么做了。I go jogging instead, 我呢去跑步。So,what did this teddy bear lady do at the hospital?
Well, she was very nice. She made sure every sick child had a teddy to hug. Now, when you make sure of something or that something is true, it means you do that thing. Because if you do it, you know it will be true. So she wanted all of the sick children to have a teddy bear, well, that they canhug so that they'll feel better.
So nice, right? OK, 这里我们看到呢这个 make sure 这个片语就是确认某个东西。那你在 make sure 后面可以加 make sure of something, 或者是 make sure that 后面加一个句子。比方说呢哦你去睡觉前要确认你有关门要锁门哦。Make sure you lock the door before you go to bed. 那这里呢讲到说这个 teddy bear lady, 这个泰迪熊女士呢她会送泰迪熊到儿童医院。然后呢她要 make sure, 她要确认呢每一个病童呢都有一个 teddy bear 可以 hug, 可以抱。那这边呢我觉得非常的感人哦。因为呢当我们觉得生病的时候通常会觉得非常的无助那非常的寂寞。So, if you can have a teddy bear to hug, you will feel much better.
Yeah, I think so. Now we also see that 20,000 teddies are given to homeless people. And these teddy bears, well, they let them know that they are not alone. And that's a very nice thing. Because homeless people are...Well, they're people that don't have a home. They are homeless. So maybe a teddy bear can make them feel a little happier.
这里我们看到 homeless 这个形容词就是没有家的。那在这个字后面呢加上 L-E-S-S 就是没有什么的。比方说你说无助的就是 helpless。那这边 homeless 就是没有家的。那你在这个形容词后面加 的话 the homeless 就是 homeless people. So now I think we have to take a break.
That's right. Mm-hmm. We can go straight to a break.
Give Teddy a hug. Reading B.Teddy bears can teach, too. In America, Smokey Bear is quite popular. It visits schools to teach fire safety. At teddy bear picnics, real doctors give children's teddies a checkup. In this way, children learn about their own health. Teddy bears just make our lives better and more beautiful.
Now, Jenny, teddy bears are not just good friends. They can also be great teachers.
Really? What do they teach?
Well, here in America, or, well, not here, because we're in Taiwan, but over there in America, they have a bear named Smokey Bear. And he's quite popular. So again, many people like him. Now, Smokey Bear visits schools to teach fire safety.When you visit a place, of course, it means you go to that place just for a short time, right? Like you can visit a friend or you can visit a country like Taiwan.
这边呢看到 visit 这个字呢它是动词就是拜访的意思。那它的名词呢就是访客就在 visit 后面加上 OR 就可以就是 visitor。那这边提到呢 Smokey Bear 会去学校呢这个宣导 fire safety, 火灾安全。那我们也看到了 safety 这个字它是一个名词就是安全的意思。它的形容词我们很熟悉就是 safe。 safe 是它的形容词。OK， 这里我们回来看 safety 这个名词 ，safety 呢是安全，跟它相关呢有几个词我们还蛮常用到的，比方说呢坐车的时候我们就要系安全带，那安全带呢就是这个 safety belt， safety belt。那另外呢在路上这个安全岛的话呢就是这个 safety island， safety island。 So besides Smokey Bear we also have teddy bear picnics, right?
That's right. At the teddy bear picnics, real doctors give children's teddies a checkup. Now I think this is kind of funny because it means the doctors who are real doctors, you know, they really do help people get over being sick.Well, they will take a child's teddy bear and give it a checkup. Now, when you check up on something, it means you're looking at that thing to see if it's okay. So if a doctor is giving you a checkup, he's checking you. He's looking at you to see if you are sick and see if you're healthy.
这里我们看到 checkup 这个字呢它是一个名词，那在这边呢有一个叫做 teddy bear picnics 的活动，里面呢会有真正的医生呢跑来帮这个 teddy bear 呢做这个 checkup， 做身体检查，那这样子呢也可以教导这些小朋友呢这个有关于健康的概念。
Well, why do they do this? Our reading says, in this way, children learn about their own health. So of course your healthis whether or not your body is strong. If you are not sick, you have good health. If you are sick, or if you don't take care of your body, then you can have bad health. But at the beginning of this sentence, it says, in this way. Now this means, in the way we just talked about, or this is how we can do a thing. So we're saying, children can learn about their health by...having doctors do these checkups on the teddy bears.
这里呢我们看到了 health 这个字， health 呢它是名词，就是健康的意思。那如果你呢身体好健康的话就是 have good health， 那如果你身体不好不健康的话就是 have bad health。那另外呢我们刚刚有看到 checkup 就是身体检查，那如果你说哦健康检查，你就可以说 get a health checkup， get a health checkup。
Well, teddy bearsreally can help you a lot. That's why we end our story with teddy bears just make our lives better and more beautiful. So of course we're just saying that teddy bears can make us so happy, make our lives a lot happier.
这边呢讲到说这个 teddy bear 呢可以让我们的生命呢变得更好更美好。 So why not maybe we can pick up a teddy bear here in the shop.
Well, sure, you go to a teddy bear shop and get yourself a teddy bear, and then maybe you can have a happier life with a teddy bear. Well, let's take a look at our word power words today.
I think this one is...
Word power!
So, Jenny, I think our friend needs a name. What do you think?
I think maybe let's call him Jimmy.
Jimmy.、Mm-hmm. Jimmy the Big Bear. I like it. But、mm-hmm. Jimmy, he's going to help us do word power today.、
Mm-hmm.
Okay, today's first word power word is warm. Warm.
Warm 是动词，温暖是温暖的意思。
Christmas songs always warm my heart.
圣诞歌曲呢总是能够温暖我的心。
Oh, that's so true.、
Mm-hmm.
Jingle bells,
jingle bells.
Right, anyway, next word is homeless. Homeless.
Homeless, 形容词无家可归的。
He became homeless after he lost his job.
在他失去工作之后呢他就无家可归了。
That's so too bad.、
Poor.
Maybe Jimmy can go help him and make him feel better.
Right.
Yeah,、mm-hmm. The next word today is safety. Safety.
Safety, 名词安全。
Road safety is very important.
道路安全是非常重要的哦。
That's true, because you don't want to get hurt on the road.、
Mm-hmm.
Now the last word today is checkup. Checkup.
Checkup, 名词身体检查。
I go to the doctor for a checkup every year.
我每年呢都会找医生做身体检查。
Well, I think Jimmy looks a little sick. Maybe we should take him for a checkup.
Right.
Okay, we're going to do that. But we have a few more things for you today, so don't go anywhere.
Jonathan, how often do you get a health checkup?
A health checkup 就是身体检查。我多久会做一次身体检查？Maybe once a year. What about you, Clayton?
I also get a health checkup once a year. It's a good thing to do.
Now, speaking of checkup, checkup also has a different meaning. 它有另外一个意思，对不对？
Right, but you're talking about checkup as two words, not one.
所以哦，如果呢，你看到的是 checkup 是一个单字的话，它是个名词哦，就是身体检查，就我们刚刚在聊的那个。如果你看到的是两个单字的动词片语 check up， 那就表示呢，看一看，留意一下的意思。
Right, it means pay attention or take care of somebody.
And a good example for check up would be?
For example, Susie went to check up on her baby brother.
所以 Susie 呢去看一看她的小弟弟是否一切 OK。
Give Teddy a hug.Teddies are more than toys. They warm people's hearts. One teddy bear lady used to visit Chicago's Children's Hospital every day. She made sure every sick child had a teddy to hug. Every year, 20,000 teddies are given to homeless people. Teddy bears let them know that they are not alone.Teddy bears can teach, too. In America, Smokey Bear is quite popular. It visits schools to teach fire safety. At teddy bear picnics, real doctors give children's teddies a checkup. In this way, children learn about their own health. Teddy bears just make our lives better and more beautiful.
Okay, Jenny, so today for review time, Bill the Bear and Jenny Bear are going to help us out. Now, they're going to have a short conversation, and there's three missing words, so it's a fill-in-the-blank kind of game. We have three words from today's conversation, or today's story, to put into Bill and Jenny Bear's conversation.
我们今天呢有两只小熊叫做 Bill Bear 跟 Jenny Bear。那等一下呢他们会聊聊他们未来的志向。然后呢我会给你们三个字，然后你就把这三个字呢放到他们对话当中的空格当中。那这个三个字就是 warm, 以及 check up, 还有 homeless, let's start.
Okay, well Bill Bear first says, what do you want to be in the future?
你未来想要做什么呢？那 Jenny Bear 就说 I want to be a doctor, 我想要当一个医生 and I want to help homeless people, 我想要帮助这些无家可归的人。
Right, that's very nice of her. Now then, Bill Bear asks, well, how are you going to help them?
你要怎么帮忙他们呢？ Let me think. Well, I think I'll give them free checkups.我会给他们免费的身体检查。
Right, so if she's a doctor, she can give them free checkups. Okay, well, Bill Bear answers and says, it's so nice of you. You really... Oh, wait, you really...
Warm, right?
Oh, yes. You really warm my heart.
你真的是温暖了我的心。So, 我们现在呢来看看接下来的单元吧。
Fun with phrases.
Your cell phone looks cool.
Thanks, but it's more than a cell phone.
You mean it can play songs and it has many fun games?
More than that. It can talk to me.
Wow! Then it's like a friend to you.
It's more than a friend. It's as important as air and water to me.
So I guess you don't need me anymore.
No. Wait, can you give me a ride home?
Ask your new friend to drive you. Bye.
Just for fun.
Okay, now on Just for Fun, Siobhan and I are going to talk about interesting animals. Now, our first interesting animal is the shrimp. But Siobhan, what kind of an animal is a shrimp?
Well, at first I didn't think that a shrimp was really an interesting animal. It's just that really common animal that lives in the ocean and has a shell over its body and, well, people love to eat them.
Oh, yeah. In Taiwan, we eat shrimp all the time. Shrimp 就是虾子. So shrimp is really good to eat, but they're also interesting animals.Siobhan, do you want to tell us what is so interesting about shrimp?
Yes, it says here, a shrimp's heart is in its head.
Oh, a shrimp's heart is in its head. Now that seems a little bit strange because are our hearts in our heads?
Our hearts are in our chest, you know, underneath our shoulders, that sort of upper part of our bodies. And you know, it's the part that's in your chest that's like boom, boom.Boom, boom, boom, boom. And when you run really hard, you feel it beating faster. Well, it's in our chest, but it says here that a shrimp's heart is in its head.
Yeah, that's so strange. You know, our hearts are in our chest, and so are other important parts of our body, like our stomach. But in a shrimp, all that stuff, the heart and the stomach, it's all in its head. Isn't that strange?
It is strange because I know in people, in our heads, we have our brains. It's where we keep all the information that we're learning about. And I don't know, my brain takes up a lot of room in my head. I wouldn't really have enough space for more organs like the heart or the lungs or something. So I wonder if shrimp maybe aren't very smart animals.
Maybe their brains are smaller. I think maybe they are. But you know what? Also, their heads are a lot bigger. They even have some legs coming off of their heads.
Wow. Well, Clayton, I don't eat shrimp. Do you eat the head of a shrimp?
No. I don't think anybody eats the head of the shrimp. Usually, we just eat the tail. That's the part that has...more muscle, so it's better to eat.
Oh, okay. Well, if the shrimp's heart is in its head, maybe, you know, that's how it falls in love or something like that.
Wow, that could be. I guess everything happens in a shrimp's head. So everybody, our interesting animal fact for today is a shrimp's heart is in its head. We will have more interesting animals for you next week.